The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So welcome back, everyone. Wonderful in this rhythm of coming together and dispersing and coming together. We'll begin our formal evening practice with an encouragement talk from Senior Assistant Teacher Michael Herzog.
I respectfully urge you who study the mystery, do not pass your days and nights in vain. I respectfully urge you who study the mystery, do not pass your days and nights in vain. These are the final words from the Sandokai, the harmony of relative and absolute, by the great Zen Chan Master Shito, that we recited today. Who's studying the mystery? You. You are studying the mystery. The great mystery, the great mystery of life and death, the great mystery of what is this? Who am I? What am I doing here? How will I bring my mind to rest? When will the bell ring? When will this ache in my legs stop? Or, as Reverend Paul said in his encouragement words this afternoon, what did I get myself into? And a response in the words of the priest Chang Ring from our koan today, the question is exactly the point. The question is exactly the point. In this wonderful story, we have a monk who asks the priest, this Buddha of supremely pervading, surpassing wisdom, sat all these kalpas, billions of years, and couldn't attain. Why is that? Of course, the subtext behind that is, if this Buddha of supremely pervading, surpassing wisdom couldn't do it, what about a lowly monk like myself? And if we read into that for ourselves, we're not even monks. We're lay practitioners. We've got jobs. We're just doing this on a weekend. What about us? What about us? And of course, in the words of Chang Ring, the question is exactly the point. Twenty-four hours ago, we started this sesshin. And in our introduction, you may recall Melissa Roshi asking us to consider, what brought you to sesshin? What brought you here? And we discussed amongst ourselves some wonderful answers with partners in breakout rooms and then amongst the group and in open dialogue. Beautiful answers. I could see myself in those answers, each and every one. But for me, one of the beautiful things about the questions that Melissa asked is she's asked us to set aside the first question and dig deep into this question. Look for more. And the secret is there's really no end to how deep we can dig. There's no end to the depth of the question. What brought you here to Sesshin? Why are you here? What is this? What's going on? Who am I? All this work I've done this past 24 hours, and all I've got is an aching back and a restless mind. All this work I've done in the past 24 days, 24 months, 24 years. And all I've got is this, right here. Me and all my stuff. And as Changring said, the question is exactly the point. How is it for you to stand on the precipice of the question, to stare out into the emptiness of the mystery? What is this? The emptiness, not the voidness, not blankness or ignorance, but a vast open field of infinite potential. Each moment shining like a jewel, like an innumerably faceted jewel, presenting us with every single Dharma gate we could ever want. This is not something that you can figure out. It's not something that you can use your intellect to grab hold of. That intellect that loves to do crossword puzzles or your taxes. No, there's something much more. At the beginning of our Sesshin last night, Alan gave a beautiful description of the word Sesshin. Sesshin, to touch the heart mind. And if you may recall, he said that the word shin, or from Sesshin, means heart mind without a hyphen. Heart mind, one word. What is that? It's everything you can bring to bear on this moment. Everything, your intellect, your open heart, your awareness, your sense awareness, your everything. Your insight, I was going to say. And it requires an openness and a trusting. Indeed, a sort of risk-taking. Because as we talked about today in our Dharma dialogue, the suffering that we feel, the emptiness, can get worse. There's more to it. But for me, this beautiful description of what's there was described by David Roshi when he said it's like turning black and white to technicolor. This beautiful jewel that we see and face in every breath, in every moment. And here we have this wonderful opportunity to be still and to see it. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. And yet, as Shito said, you who study the way, the great mystery, should not pass your days and nights in vain. And how you not don't pass your days and nights in vain, you lean into it. You lean into this, into the discomfort, into whatever's arising, facing it directly as much as you can. And so my encouragement tonight, my encouragement is to lean in, for whatever that means to you, whatever is arising, this great mystery, to hold and see this mystery without necessarily landing or grabbing on to anything, to see how this nature of the beautiful reality that you are shifts and changes like a jewel sparkling in the evening sun. I respectfully urge you who study the mystery, do not pass your days and nights in vain. Thank you.